LEDs pulse and flicker, finally resting on the number 24.
Previously, I'm 24.
You know me well enough not to be surprised if there are repercussions.
I hope you're not threatened.
I don't make threats, David.
Just tell it like it is.
What he's doing is showing you that not only did he have the power to help start your political career, but he also has the power to put an end to it.
There has to be a way to get to him.
David, what's wrong?
I need your help.
Victor and Ramon are trying to buy a virus to use as a weapon. Millions of people could die. I set up this deal so my government could take control of the virus and destroy it.
You're still with CTU?
Yes, I'm still with CTU. I cannot allow this virus to get into the wrong hands.
I have a message from Jack. The virus that they're going to buy, Jack is going to take it from them. Jack promised to get me and my family out of here if I help you.
Come on. Hurry.
Cells, our brothers in Mexico. His transponder signal stopped working. We're doing everything we can to reestablish contact. I tell the Delta units to hold their position until I get back to you.
There's been a complication. Another buyer's interested in the virus.
What are you talking about? We have a deal.
We'll hold an auction, and the virus will go to the highest bidder.
We just found out that there's another player in the deal.
Who is it?
Nina Myers.
Her bid is $225 million. Ours is $240.
We can get the virus!
How'd you get the virus?
I told you. I know her! I can get to her!
The Salazars are willing to pay you at least 10 times more than what you're getting paid right now.
Are you gonna be able to forgive me for killing your wife?
If I wanted revenge, Nina, I would have killed you already. All I want to do is finish this deal and disappear for good.
Convince me.
The following takes place between 11 p.m. and 12 a.m.
Adam, is Amador moving yet?
No, he's still stopped at the location.
What do we know about the area?
It's mostly rural. There's very few structures.
Do we have infrared on it?
Yeah. It's not high-res satellite, but there appear to be a number of vehicles and bodies nearby, but we have no idea what they are.
All right, give him space. We want to make sure he feels safe enough to take delivery of the virus.
Got it.
What's the latest on Chase Edmonds?
After he escaped from Hector, he phoned his position into the Delta teams, and they're en route to pick him up now.
British Sky Broadcasting presents 24, starring Kiefer Sutherland as Jack Bauer, Alicia Cuthbert as Kim Bauer, Carlos Bernard as Tony Almeida, James Batch Dale as Chase Edmonds, and Dennis Haysbert as President Palmer. Created by Joel Surnow and Robert Cochran. Voiced by Tim Bruce on behalf of MCS Agency. An exhausted Chase stands by Claudia's father and brother, watching with a strange mixture of elation and grief as a black Delta Team helicopter comes into land and whips up the dust by the roadside.
Edmonds! Ah! Captain Reese, what's your condition?
Shot in the hands of a fly!
What about the others?
I got two people, they're coming with me!
We spotted a vehicle from the air heading this way!
It's the Salazars, they can't know that CTU is down here, we need to leave now!
Hey, let's get them out of here!
Sergio, getting on the chopper. We're going to a safe place. All right, Oil, we can go right now.
I can't leave her like this.
Hector's coming. You need to think about your son.
He cradles his son's head in his weary hand and ushers him to the waiting chopper.
Let's go! Move! Keep him low! Get them in there, come on! Stay low!
The three jump in as quick as they can. A Delta Team operative closes the door securely behind them and swiftly swoops the area with his automatic rifle before finally climbing aboard. The chopper takes to the air and is soon swallowed by the night. Meanwhile, back at Palmer's office, Wayne mulls over the mess in his mind and decides to tackle it himself. He reaches for the phone and keys in a familiar number.
Yes?
Alan?
It's Wayne Palmer.
What do you want?
You know, I always thought you had more balls than to threaten me through my brother. But you can't talk to me man to man.
I don't owe you an explanation. You slept with my wife.
And that's between you and me, Alan.
Fine. Step down, and it all goes away.
That's not your decision.
We'll see.
Wait. Who are you talking to?
Alan Milliken.
What the hell do you think you're doing?
Cleaning up my own mess, David.
Palmer takes the phone.
Hello, Alan.
Mr. President, that brother of yours is going to be your undoing.
I am not firing my brother.
That's too bad.
And I have no intention of losing my health care bill. I spent 2 years putting it together.
Except you're 3 votes short, last I checked. You better brace yourself for some disappointment.
I don't want to go to war with you, Alan.
It's your choice, Mr. President.
The choice you're giving me is unacceptable. There has to be another way to work this out.
On any other issue, I'd bend over backwards to accommodate you. But not on this one.
Then you have only yourself to blame for the consequences. And I promise you, you won't like them. When's Sherry getting here?
5 minutes. David, are you sure you want to bring her into this?
We're in a street fight, Wayne. It's what she does best. And we both have to focus on what's happening in Mexico. I know we're hoping for success, but we have to anticipate failure. If Jack Bauer does not intercept the virus, then we are dealing with the international crisis.
End of part one.
This is Michael Amador. He's representing the Ukrainians in the sale of the virus. And we have a Delta team tracking him on the ground at a safe distance.
Why don't they just get Amador now if they know where he is?
Because he may not be carrying the virus. And if he's not, we'd have blown our chance at the interception.
Once Jack confirms it is the virus, then the Delta teams will go in and secure it.
Delta asked for a photo of the woman Jack's working with, so I sent
him
this.
Adam, wait.
Nina Myers is the broker.
Didn't you read the ops brief?
No.
Kim, come with me.
Did you finish the briefing, please?
Yeah.
Kim follows Tony out of the briefing room and onto the main concourse.
Sorry. I was looking for the right time to tell you.
I cannot believe Nina Myers is involved in this.
Your father needed her help to secure the virus.
She killed my mother. My father couldn't even pretend to work with her.
Meanwhile, Jack and Nina are in the throes of a long, passionate kiss, with Jack tied to a chair and Nina crouching between his legs.
I'm sorry, Jack.
I'm sorry, Jack. I wanted to think you'd changed, but I can feel it. You're lying.
She pushes him back into the chair.
You haven't forgotten anything, have you? You despise me. And you'd do anything right now to get me to go along with your plan.
It's not true.
It is true. I know you're still with CTU. So why would I let you set me up?
As Nina searches his face for an answer, Jack headbutts her and she lands on her back, dazed and confused. Jack smashes the wooden chair against the wall, breaks free and pins her down with a chair leg pressed against her throat.
You can believe whatever you want, but I need this deal to happen. I'm a fugitive. I don't have a choice. I need the Salazars to pay me for the virus, and right now you're the only person Amador would deal with. Do you understand me?
He frees his grip on her throat and towers over her.
I'll honor your original deal. You'll get your $20 million. And you get to keep breathing.
Until my client doesn't get what he paid for.
Right now, your client should be the least of your worries.
He offers his hand to help her up. A handcuff still hangs from his wrist. 11:09. Out in the desert, Hector finally catches up with a missing pickup truck. He orders his men to be on the lookout, and they point their automatic rifles out into the night. One cautiously checks out the truck, his pistol stretched before him at arm's length. The cab is empty. Another clambers into the back of the truck and finds Claudia's body neatly tucked up beneath a blanket as if in bed, peacefully asleep.
Hector, she's dead.
Get over here.
Hector waves him down from the truck, lifts his dread-filled frame next to Claudia's, and for a moment looks at her blood-stained face in powerless disbelief.
Claudia.
He picks up her lifeless body and hugs her close to him, and with all the emotion left in him, grieves her deep loss.
Far away. Find them!
Find them! Find them!
I just spoke to the Mexican authorities. They're pissed off that we didn't notify them earlier. It's Hector.
11-11. They monitor the call.
You said?
Go.
Yeah.
It's me. Edmund escaped. He killed three of my men.
Has he contacted CTU?
Not yet, but he may not call.
I found out Edmonds is rogue. He's been acting on his own.
Then CTU hasn't sent anyone down here to find him?
They don't even know where he is.
Okay, you call me the second you hear from him.
Yeah.
Hector immediately tries to contact Ramon.
Yeah.
Are you still with Bauer?
I'm at the main road that leads into town. Waiting for Bauer to bring the woman.
Ramon, we have to call this off.
What are you talking about?
The CTU agent, Edmonds. He escaped.
How?
I don't know. Claudia was with him.
Ramon.
She's dead.
I'm sorry. But Hector, we still have business to do.
Not with Edmonds on the loose. As soon as he gets to a phone, he'll call CTU.
Find him before that happens.
I'm trying, but it's too dark. It'll be impossible to track.
What are you suggesting we do?
Forget this whole thing. It's too dangerous.
It's always been dangerous.
Not like this.
Hey, listen to me. You were the one who made this deal. You promised our buyers something we can't deliver. If you don't keep your promise, my reputation and everything I worked for will be ruined. Do you understand?
I understand.
Keep some of your men looking for Edmonds and bring the rest of the men here so we can do the deal.
Ramon's cell phone rings again.
Yes.
Ramon, it's Jack. Everything clear outside?
Yes.
Okay, I need you to come back to the building.
Did the woman agree to work with us?
I'll explain when you get here.
Nina sits handcuffed and sullen. 1117. Palmer's office.
Yes. Mr. President.
Yes, sir.
Sherry Palmer's here.
Sure in.
Palmer gathers his thoughts and stands to receive his former wife, an elegantly dressed lady with a long history.
Thank you.
Hello, Sherry.
David?
Thank you, Aaron. Please, have a seat.
No, thank you. I'd rather stand. So, how are things with Anne?
They're fine.
Good. I'm glad. You deserve a little bit of happiness.
Thank you. You're looking well, but somehow different.
A little older.
No, it's not that. You look calm.
Tired, maybe, but I'm not sure exactly how calm.
I know these last 3 years have been difficult.
as difficult as they could have been. And I have you to thank for that. Kept me out of prison, away from public humiliation. I lost a lot. But most of it, I discovered, really wasn't that important to begin with, which surprised me. Imagine that. What? That's funny.
You know nothing, really. It's just that when I wanted you to pull back and just let things be, you were a shark. Now that I've asked you back, I need you to be a shark.
I can still be whatever you need me to be.
He helps her take off her jacket.
Thank you. So you say you're having some kind of trouble with Milliken?
Yes, I am.
They both sit.
Okay. Tell me all about it.
11:21. Jack taps away on Nina's laptop computer as Ramon enters through a dilapidated church door. He eyes Nina as he passes and is surprised to see her held captive.
Handcuffs? I thought you were going to gain your trust.
I will. It's just going to take a little longer than I hoped.
Jack hands his gun to Ramon. Ramon smirks back.
She agreed to do the exchange. That's what's important.
When is it happening?
As soon as Amador calls.
Amador better call soon. We might not have much time. Your partner escaped.
You should have let me kill him when I had the chance.
Yes, I should have. For some reason, Claudia was with him. She ended up dead.
What are you talking about? How?
Hector didn't say.
Tell Hector I'm sorry.
Tell him yourself when he gets here.
Nina studies Jack from a distance and is surprised to see his face betray such pain.
Nina, I need you to open up this transaction file. Amador's going to want to verify your client's funds. Now!
Nina breaks out of thinking mode and obediently takes up her place at the laptop.
Bottom line is, Alan's determined to see Wayne removed, even if it means destroying my presidency.
And you've tried to work this out peacefully?
Of course. Alan wouldn't budge. In Alan's mind, it's a matter of pride.
So, you want me to find something you can use against Alan?
I've always known that you knew things about Alan that you didn't tell me because of my friendship with him.
And I've always known you were too smart to ask.
I guess we're both right.
Alan does have skeletons in his closet that he would guard at any cost. One in particular comes to mind. But I must warn you, David, it's a big one.
What is it?
All you need to know is that if you play this card, you and Alan Milliken will be enemies for the rest of your life.
As far as I'm concerned, our friendship ended when he tried to extort me.
Then I can help you.
11:24. Surrounded by busy operatives at the Delta Team's forward command post, Chase receives medical attention to his hand, while a father comforts his son.
Claudia's dead. Why'd she die?
So we could be safe. Your sister was very brave, Sergio. Now we don't have to worry about Hector no more.
But I like Hector.
He hugs his tearful son and kisses him on the forehead. Chase watches them as a medic bandages his hand.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, will do. Copy that.
That's good enough. Give it to me.
I'm not finished.
Reese, what's going on?
Dr. Salazar is looking for us. CT wants me to pull back my surveillance team.
Wait a minute. We can't lose Amador.
We won't. CT's tracking him through his cell phone.
Well, he can dump his cell phone. We need visual.
Don't worry about that. It's not your problem anymore.
Don't tell me it's not my problem. It's been my problem for the last year.
Look, Edmonds, you need medical attention. We're evacuating you with the boy and his father now.
I'm not going anywhere.
Mr. Chappelle.
Yeah?
I'm picking up on some heat signatures moving in on Amador's position.
Ground vehicles?
From the speed, it looks like it.
All right. This may be the virus.
What protocols do you want me on? Do you want me to contact the Delta teams?
Yeah, put them on alert, but make sure they don't approach until Amador meets Bauer. We want a visual on the virus.
Okay, got it.
Amador meets his Ukrainian courier in open country. A small metallic briefcase is placed on the bonnet of Amador's Jeep, and he carefully opens it. Amador lifts out a cigar-like metal cylinder and inspects its contents in the torchlight. A vial containing a white, crystalline powder in a viscous liquid. The virus. 11:26. End of part two. And Wayne tentatively approaches Sherry, who stares out of the waiting room window.
Sherry.
Wayne.
What are you doing in here?
Oh, I'm just waiting for them to prepare an office for me.
It's good to see you, Sherry, but to be blunt, I don't think your being here is such a good idea.
Well, of course you don't, sweetie. That's because this whole thing is about your indiscretion with Julia.
Oh, Sherry.
I say that with no judgment.
Of course you do, since you're the last person on Earth who's in a position to pass judgment.
Okay, Wayne, let's not play this. We're both too good at it. So, what do you want me to hear?
Listen, I do appreciate you coming down here to help
David. No. Skip that part.
Oh, that's right. I forgot that about you. Listen, Sherry, do whatever it is that you do around here for a few hours. But then I want you to tell David that you were unable to find out anything that he could use on Alan Milliken.
So, you know, if I do that, the only way out of this is if you resign.
Which is what I want to do.
Well, David doesn't want that. And frankly, neither do I.
Sherry, why do you care?
Because David needs someone like me. Someone who sees things the way they really are. Who's not afraid to throw a punch every now and then. It's obvious. I can't play that role anymore, but you can. No, Wayne. I feel good knowing David's got you, and I'm going to make sure he keeps you. So save your breath. I'm going to fix this, and you are going to make sure your brother gets reelected.
Fine. But, Sherry, don't you forget how dangerous Alan Milliken can be.
Oh, I won't forget. I'm afraid you're the one who forgot when you decide to get involved with his wife.
11:33.
No, we haven't heard directly from Jack in over an hour, but our Delta teams are on standby.
All right, we'll monitor from here. We'll advise
you if all
changes.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'll let him know.
All right, good.
You have any more information on Nina Myers?
No, not yet. Look, Kim, I know it's hard, but you're gonna have to try and put your feelings aside till all this is over.
How can I put my feelings aside? How can my father put his feelings aside? Spent the last 3 years of my life knowing that the woman who killed my mother was pardoned by the president. And that she's out there. Living her life. And it's wrong.
I know.
She's violating her pardon, isn't she? She's buying and selling the virus.
Kim.
We cannot let her get away this time.
Look, let's not get ahead of ourselves here.
Please, Tony. She has to pay for what she's done. Promise me when this is all over, you'll at least help make that happen.
Yeah.
Tony, this is Chloe. Is Kim in there?
Yeah.
I need her.
All right, she's on her way.
Kim makes to leave.
Kim. I'll do what I can.
Thank you.
Chloe and her baby.
Shh, it's okay. Good girl, nice and warm.
Yes?
Chloe, where are the index keys for Salazar?
Who is this?
Patrick and Com 1.
You guys aren't authorized to access those keys. I'll come down and do it for you.
I'm just trying to save some time.
I'll be down in a minute.
Bye.
Chloe, you wanted me?
Michelle needs me to brief some people in division. Then I have to go to Com 1 and give them index keys. I need you to watch some things up here for me. Can you do your work from my station?
Yeah, I guess so.
Good. This is Angela. She's just been fed, so she'll sleep. And if she gets fussy, just put that in her mouth.
But you can't have a baby in here.
Chappelle thinks I had someone pick her up, so if he comes up, just keep her hidden.
Yeah, but I can't.
I'll be back in 15 minutes.
11:35. Nina secretly gestures to Ramon as Jack busily monitors a signal on headphones on the other side of the room.
Ramon.
Ramon saunters over to Nina.
Jack's not who you think he is.
Is that right?
He's working with CTU. He's setting you up.
You think that my brother and I are that stupid? We made sure that he's acting alone. Don't you even think of undermining this deal?
Hey, Jack.
I think it's Amador.
Jack rushes over from the monitor and hands Nina the cell phone. Ramon covers her with his gun.
Put this phone on speaker. You say one wrong word, and he will kill you. You understand? Go.
Hello?
I've got the product. Are you ready to show me your account?
Yes.
We agreed you'd provide audit privileges.
Yes. Tell me your routing number.
775-09210. Account number 455-08996.
Okay.
Amador's accomplice checks on his laptop.
The funds are in their account. Ready to be transferred?
Yeah.
There's an old mine east of Poston Meter. Meet me in the northernmost building in 1 hour and 10 minutes. I'll have one man with me for security. You may do the same.
Good. You leave as soon as Hector arrives.
As they wait for Hector, Ramon tucks his gun into his belt and snaps Nina's laptop shut while Jack returns to his monitor. Meanwhile, Amador stows the metallic case containing the virus in a larger black casing resting on the back seat of his Jeep and proudly updates his Ukrainian bosses on his cell phone. I have the virus. The exchange will happen in 1 hour.
Давай!
The courier and Amador's convoys go their separate ways into the Mexican desert.
Amador's on the move.
What direction?
East.
Likely destination.
If there's half a dozen villages along the vector, it could be any one of them.
With all due respect, Adam was right. We should order Delta Team to move in now and arrest Amador.
We've been over this, Gael. If the virus isn't under Amador's control, we could lose him. We gotta wait for Jack's confirmation.
And how will he let us know? The Salazars are watching him. It's not like he can make a phone call.
I don't know. Find a way.
11:43. Palmer and Wayne.
David, don't you think it's about time we inform the Mexican government exactly what it is we're doing on their soil?
No. I don't want to risk compromising the operation.
Then you should call the president yourself. Once he understands what kind of threat this virus poses, he should ease up.
Yes.
Sir Alan Milliken is holding for you on line 5.
Thank you, Eric.
Wayne reaches for the hands-free button on the telephone.
Yes, Alan.
What the hell do you think you're doing?
What are you talking about?
Don't screw with me, David.
Hey, I didn't pick this fight.
You think you can enlist your psychopathic ex-wife to manufacture lies about me in order to bring me down? It's not going to happen.
You want it to stop. Keep your hands off my health care bill and stay away from my brother.
You've got it backwards. Your brother should have stayed away from my wife.
Come on, Alan, it's over.
Really? I'm looking at photographs of her and Wayne together an hour ago.
He was just trying to convince her to talk some sense into you.
I'm warning you, David. Pull Sherry off this, or the health care bill would be the least of your problems.
Alan's scared.
Alan is at his most dangerous when he's scared.
Tell the Mexican ambassador that I'll be calling his president directly.
11:44, and Palmer makes his way along the stylish modern corridor to Sherry's new office.
I heard you the first time, sweetie. I'm not deaf. I understand that she's on vacation. I just want to talk to her about Chagrin Falls and give her this number, okay?
All right.
Thank you. Yes, David.
I just got off the phone with Alan Milliken.
She closes the door.
Blowback happened quickly, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I guess he was pretty upset.
What have you been up to?
Exactly what you asked me to do. I'm fighting back.
What's Chagrin Falls and what happened there?
Well, it's something that Alan wants to keep buried. But David, I'm going to tell you everything, but not just now. I've got a lot to get done in a very short period of time if I'm going to pull this off for you.
All right.
Right here, across from the opening of the mine. Looks like there's enough cover to hide your men.
All right. Good.
Hector bursts in.
Did you find Edmund?
No, I told you, it's too dark to find him.
You don't need to look for Edmunds. Even if he contacted CTU, they don't have enough time to get down here before the deal happens.
What makes you so sure they're not already here?
Didn't Gael tell you Edmunds came down alone?
Why is she tied up? Bauer says he's going to buy her cooperation.
Don't worry. She'll do what she's told.
Hector glances anxiously at Nina and again at Ramon.
Ramon, could I speak to him in private?
The two brothers whisper in a corner.
What is it? This is not the plan. I don't like it.
Hector, I know you're upset about Claudia. There's no reason to panic.
I'm not panicking. I'm being sensible.
This was your deal in the first place.
And you were against it, remember? He was right, and I was wrong. Edmund escapes. Claudia is dead. And now this woman goes only along at gunpoint.
We don't have a choice. The buyers are waiting for this deal to happen because of you.
Ramon, things are not going as planned.
The plans have changed.
Jack secretly phones CTU.
CTU, Dessler.
We are following through with what you have started.
Hello?
They are unavoidable.
Ramon, I'm sorry to interrupt.
But if you want this deal to happen, we've got to go now.
Tony! Jack's on the line. He's using his cell as a one-way.
Put it on speaker.
Amador's going to be at the mine at Post Amita in about an hour. Now it's going to take us that long to get there.
And get your men into position.
Bauer's right. Our men need to be in place before Amador gets there.
Nina watches Jack closely as he returns to the map desk.
I still haven't signed off on this.
You do what I tell you to do. Now call your men and tell them to be at the village outside the mine. Damn it. My battery.
Hey, Jack, where's the other phone?
Got it here.
Jack pulls the phone from his pocket and ends the call.
It's disconnected.
All right, they told us what we need to know. Get the Delta teams in position, make sure they set up a quarantine zone in case the virus gets out there in the exchange.
11:48, Delta Command Post.
Bauer made it through. The deal is going down near a mine just outside of Post Amita in 55 minutes. How long until you're able to mobilize?
Got the coordinates. We're moving out now.
Your men are mobilizing.
They're bunkering 3 kilometers from the strike zone.
How'd you find out where the exchange is going down?
Bauer got through to CTU. It's going down in 55 minutes.
You're keeping your men 3 clicks away? That's not exactly a front row seat.
I'm keeping them out of sight.
Then how are you going to confirm that the package contains the virus?
Sending in a forward observer.
Picked anyone yet?
No, not yet.
I'll do it.
We got pizza trained for that, Anthony.
I'm trained for it, too. Besides, I know the Salazars, remember?
Your hand.
This isn't combat. It's observation.
All right. Trill, gear this man up with the surveillance package.
As operatives help Chase with the surveillance equipment, the Salazars argue their way out of the abandoned church.
Get over it, Hector.
Not until you respect what I have to say. The Americans could be hiding anywhere.
There's no more time to argue.
Stop talking down to me. Did you already forget the only reason why you are here is because of me? Good, you had a reason.
Bauer got me out, not you. And now that I'm out, you take orders from me, just like you always have. It's over, Hector! No more talking. We're gonna do the deal now. Bauer, get her in the car.
You can't control this, Jack.
Just get in the car.
Hombres, vámonos!
Hector shoots an unhappy glance at Nina and Jack. 11:50. End of part 3. Part 4. 11:54. Kim and the baby.
Oh, what's the matter? Please don't cry. It's okay.
What did you do to her?
I didn't do anything to her.
Well, you must have done something.
Chloe, look, I promise you, I didn't do anything to her. Look, I'm going to redirect all my files back down to my desk.
Fine.
Finish with this.
Jack and Nina are meeting Amador in 53 minutes in a place called Post Amita.
What about Delta Force?
They've established a perimeter of 3 kilometers.
What the hell is that?
Damn it, I told her.
Michelle, you take care of this, please.
That's it, Chloe. You're out of here.
I told you I didn't have anyone to watch her.
You'll watch her. I gave you a warning, now you're suspended.
It was a verbal warning only.
Ryan.
What?
Jack's meeting Amador in less than an hour, but we have no visual satellite coverage of that area.
What does that have to do with this baby?
We're gonna have to use digitally enhanced audio coverage. Chloe is the best we have at that.
So you're telling me we have to let this woman raise her child in our office because we don't have anyone who can do her job?
What I'm telling you is that maybe we should deal with Chloe's childcare problems on another day.
I have work to do. Who's going to look after my child?
Get rid of Kim.
What?
Based on what CTU got from Jack, the meeting will probably take place here, by an old mine at the northern end of town. My position is going to be here. What I need from you is to put your men behind this ridge until we know that the virus is real.
It's good natural cover. That'll work.
How long will it take your men to get to the old mine?
90 seconds.
Thank you. Good luck.
A heavily camouflaged Chase marches off into the night past lines of Delta combatants, laden down with weapons and surveillance equipment. 11:56. The Salazar convoy arrives at a farm building to rendezvous with the rest of their men. Everyone piles out of the vehicles and into a large barn strewn with hay and farm machinery. Hector is still fretting and manifestly unable to go through with the deal. Jack and Nina watch the two brothers with increasing alarm.
Where are the rest of the men?
Felipe brought everyone he could bring.
It's not enough!
It's all right. Amador is only bringing one man.
Yes, so he says.
Stop bringing problems with the unknown.
I'm just trying to make sure we are covered.
No, you're trying to stop this deal from happening because you lost your nerve.
I'm
Things are moving too fast. We haven't had enough time to think them through.
We'll be fine.
Just because you say we'll be fine doesn't mean we'll be fine.
The situation is difficult enough. Don't make it worse. All right?
Hold what?
Ramon, if you want this deal to happen, we have to leave now. We have to be at the mine 20 minutes before Amador gets...
The deal is off!
The two brothers stare each other out, while all around stand in stunned silence. Meanwhile, Sherry is busy on the phone talking to everyone and anyone who will give her information on Alan Millican. And Chase waits for Amador near the old mine.
Heck, we're not done here. I have to say what I need to say. Listen to me, Hector. Listen to me carefully. If we don't give our buyers what we promised them, we won't just lose money. We'll lose respect. And without that, we have nothing.
We'll have our lives. We're leaving now.
Pablo, Felipe, vamos.
The men look at each other in confusion.
No!
The men begin to walk tentatively towards the barn door.
Hector, don't do this.
Hector stares Ramon out, looking proudly down his nose and arrogantly struts away with their men.
Hector! Hector! Hector!
Ramon shoots Hector in the back, and his brother crumples to the floor. Everyone stares at Ramon, deep in shock. No one dares to move. Ramon stares back at Jack, his eyes remorseless and cold. ...12 a.m. The end.